going on, y'all? It's Cecilario Hernandez here. All right, y'all. So, ADHD. Personal. I myself am ADHD or ADD and been diagnosed since probably late elementary, early middle school. I totally forgot about it as an adult. After high school, I just forgot about it. My stepmom was the one that actually took me to get tested and all this stuff. And I'm really grateful for her doing that for me. Up until this day, I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Mom. I love you. So, as an adult with ADHD, because if you have ADD or ADHD, you have it for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? There's really no cure. And a lot of it, a lot of times we think of it as like a diagnosis, you know, and when we think of that, we think of it like, oh, there's something wrong with you. You're weird, you know, right off the bat, like, oh, he's different. He's weird. There's something wrong with him. Treat him like this. You know what I mean? And back in the day, I really don't even think that, you know, I mean, of course, there's people, you know, they were saying that I was reading a book. They were saying that people with ADHD back then were just considered as hyper kids, you know. Jumping around, you know, hyper kids, you know. So the diagnosis has come about, and then there's medication. You can medicate them and all this stuff. So the main reason for this video is to let people know that there's nothing wrong with ADD or ADHD. You know, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, I like to consider it as my own version of normal. Because up until today, in the school system, if you're not a certain way, if you're not like clear cut cookie cutter like this, then you're different. You know, you just are. And we're always picked on a lot with people with ADD and ADHD because of how we are. Like for instance, a lot of times we're impulsive. You know, we learn how to control our impulses throughout the years and with practice. You know, we're easy to be picked on because we'll fly off at the handle. You know what I mean? And if people know this, you know what I mean? We know this in the work. It happens in the workplace, even at my work. Like, I have to learn to control myself and restrain myself. And one of the things that really has helped me throughout the years is the Bible. You know, I love the Bible. I love the book of Proverbs. Jesus Christ, you know, my Lord and Savior, you know. So the book of Proverbs is basically about teaching on wisdom, how to live life, how to live a certain way, how to not be angry, how to be angry but not sin. You know what I mean? That's in I think that's in not in Proverbs, but you know, it talks about not being angry. You know, it talks about your enemies. You know, you can have enemies if you have ADHD. If you're a normal person, you don't have ADHD or whatever you have, they're gonna be enemies. The Bible teaches us how to deal with enemies. It says to be kind to them, and whenever you're kind to them, it's like you're heaping burning coals on their head. You know, you're basically making them more angry. You know, not like you, but so I've learned to just be who I am. You know, that's just how I am. You know, God created me like this. I'm not gonna apologize for God creating me like this. You know, why should I? God's like, here, I made you like this. You know. Go do your thing. I'm out of debt. You know what I mean? I make money. I got a wife. I got a child. You know? There's nothing wrong with us, guys. I mean, we're normal. We're our own version of normal. Now, society teaches us and tells us that we're different. You know, we're not normal. You know, and they continue to label us for that fact. And why do we have to do that? You know? It's not a matter of whether I can get the job done. Or whether I can do a good job because I have ADHD, or whether I'm smart. We are smart. Guys, guys and girls, those who are listening, we are smart. It's a question whether you can handle us. Whether you can deal with us being smart on our own time. You know what I'm saying? Like, people at my job, you know, a lot of them think that I'm slow. I'm not slow. People with ADHD, we use our mind a lot. You know what I mean? That we're exhausted at the end of the day because we use our mind power more than normal people. Like, it'll take me, I got to read a chapter a few times to really grasp it and get it. You know, but we get it, you know. And then once we get it, here's the thing. Once I get something, dude, it becomes a routine. Then boom, 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 boom. I start beating out those that are slower than me then. guys, we can be an advantage to your company. Like, if you're trying to hire somebody and you be patient with them, you just let them learn the ropes. You know, we're quick learners because we like to learn. We like to learn. And it just becomes a social anxiety thing for us, you know. We figure out how we are, you know, if we're impulsive, if we forget things, if we're always late. You know, people always think we're lazy or we're always late, you know. If we don't understand our brain as people with ADD or ADHD, then our lives will continue to follow that pattern. But if we learn how to control that, and you know, like one of the things for me is to not be late is I have a calendar, a Google calendar on my phone, and I set alarms every 30 minutes before, for like an hour or 2 hours before I got to do something to always constantly remind me. I wear a wristwatch most of the time to help me keep track of time, like, okay, where am I at, what do I got to do, because sometimes I'll get lost in what I'm doing, and I'll be hyper-focused. That's one of the things that we do that's good. We hyper-focus on something, so we hyper-focus so much that we lose track of time, you know. It's like you're enjoying something that you do, and you lose track of time. You just got to remind yourself, and then two, like, I have to say, okay, I got 20 minutes to do this. You know, I got to fill out my paperwork for 20 minutes. Okay, boom, 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 boom. Get it done. If I'm going over 21, 22 minutes, okay, I'm just going to have to turn it in. I'm just going to have to turn it in like that, even though I've looked over it like five different times just to make sure that it's correct. I mean, that's another thing, too. We work good under pressure. I got to do a lot of adding and subtracting. And at my job, I got to do poundage, like pounds and gallons and stuff like that. Total net weight, I have to figure it out. And I learned with myself is that I work good under pressures. Write it down really quick, it's done, you know. I remember one time I went golfing with my dad. There was another guy that had wanted to golf with us on the course, and this guy was giving me a bunch of pressure, and I hit the ball, and it went like straight down the fairway, dude, like right close to the hole. And my dad's like, you need pressure to you know, to be good at something. So we work good under pressure. And I'm just kind of rambling on because I feel like this is important. This should be said, you know, and I'm going to continue my studies and my writings on this stuff and sharing these videos with you guys, because there's a lot of kids out there that are discouraged because of this, you know, and they don't have parents around that really don't understand what's going on with them. Misdiagnosed people with ADHD often slip through the cracks. You know, they're social. They become socially anxiety. They become drug addicts. You know, and I just want to spread the word that, you know, we're normal. You know, we're our own version of normal. We can have a family. We can be out of debt like myself. We cannot have to owe money to the bank. We can have money in our pocket. You know, we can learn to get along in a society that thinks that we're not normal. You know, we can do that. You know, we can say that they're not normal because they don't hyper-focus or they're not diligent at their job. We can be diligent because we hyper-focus on what we're doing. And a lot of times we're hated. So here's what happens. We have personality. We are who we are no matter what. You know what I mean? We don't apologize for who we are. And at the same time, we are diligent in our work. Therefore, that builds character and we're hated even more. So I would say that society doesn't want us to prosper because we got character. We got personality. You know, we're not apologizing for who we are. You know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having a society grow even more with the people that have these minds that hyper-focus on stuff and, you know, generate good studies and good things to help society progress? You know, ADHD kids may not get, like, the best of grades. Like, I got B's and C's, you know? And the teacher would say, yeah, he does great work. He's very intelligent, but he's just lazy, or he needs to focus a lot more. He needs to be more attentive, because, you know, I think you have one thing that helps people with ADD, ADHD is they've hyper-focused on stuff that they like to do. In high school and middle school, I was in a band. I loved the music. I played guitar a lot. That's all I wanted to do. You know, but at the same time, as people with ADHD, we got to learn to have structure. We got to learn to have discipline to do those things that don't interest us, so that way we can get ahead in life, you know? We got to learn to do these monotonous tasks that are not so interesting to get them out of the way, you know what I mean? It's part of life, you know, for anybody. And people with ADHD may not like to do it or are interested in it, you still got to learn how to do it, you know, to get along in life. I mean, to be honest, I would like to say that people with ADHD, we don't get a free pass. We have to work. We still have to work like everybody else. Like, that's another thing too. Society says, would they label them as something and therefore, oh, he's hurt. The rest of his life, he's hurt. And leave him alone. He's hurt. No, guys, figure out what it is that your child has or what you have. Figure out what, and then figure out how to do that other than medication. Like, figure out how to not, I want to say cope, but cope sounds like it's enabling. Like, figure out how to go through life with what you have. These are the cards that God had given you. He says, here you go, play, you know? So, if you got ADD, ADHD, one of the things that has helped me is the Bible, the book of Proverbs. It teaches you how to be wise, how to have character, how to build a personality, and stuff like that. So thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. I know this is a lot of stuff. There's going to be more videos to come about this because it's been really heavy on my heart. And I'm reading a book right now. It's called Driven to Distraction. It's by Dr. Hallowell, Edward M. Hallowell. Driven to Distraction, national bestseller. This guy right here, Edward Hallowell, he himself, he's an MD, and he has ADHD himself. And he treats, you know, he talks to people with children or individuals that have ADD, and he helps them through their life. So, guys, we can do this. We can be successful in life. Ignore the naysayers. Continue to be you. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next videos, the next podcast. Subscribe if you have not subscribed. You can look at my website. Contact me if you would like to have me at a speaking engagement or anything. Just let me know, you guys. I'd be more than happy to help. Have a good one.